Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. You wondering about journaling, maybe you've heard it and you're like, how do I journal? And you're also looking at building your confidence in something and just working on your self-awareness. Well, today I'm going to talk about what I do in terms of my journaling and how that might really help you with your mind and your confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, before we dive in, I just wanted to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest episodes, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. And you can do that easily by clicking the link in the show notes below. And you also get a free weekly confidence tip with that. Now, for me with journaling, over the years, I've tried various things. Like I've been given good prompts, and there's some great teachers out there I've learned from who've given me some really good journal prompts. And actually, even making this episode made me want to go over some of those questions. Learned from some great like mentors I got out there, and they asked some very simple but very efficient questions. It's questions like, what's awesome about me? What can I celebrate? You know, even asking yourself things like, what can I be grateful for, is really, really good, because what it does, it directs your mind. And well, certainly for me, this is true. And I know for other people it is, because our mind often automatically, unfortunately, the way we're programmed, the way that kind of media is set up and things like that, is we're looking for dangers. We're looking at the negatives, and we're asking ourselves negative questions like, what's going to go wrong today? What's wrong with me? Like, am I going to mess this up? Am I going to make a mistake? And you're only going to get negative answers. Now, the beauty of journaling is if you use it as a question asking process, it can guide you to your own amazing inner guidance. You've probably had times, if not a lot of time, that I know I certainly have, lost disconnection with that. And therefore, you've been driven by external things. So as you write, you invite, is what one of my mentors says when you start writing things down. So I really want to share my process today, and I want to get you thinking, like, how does it help you? I mean, how do you find it when you just like ask yourself negative questions all the time, even if it's not consciously? I've noticed I start feeling negative when I ask myself negative questions, and then I have to bring awareness to them, and then I have to reframe them. So here is my guidance on how I go through some of the things I ask myself in my journaling process. What I like to do is, as I go through the week, like random thoughts come up, and I might do a little bit like daily. I've got like a little planner that asks me like what my targets of the day I always fill out. But like each week I like to go into, not every week, but most weeks, I like to go into like a journaling process. Now I'm going to be traveling to the US on this coming Sunday, which I'm very excited about, going to an event, one of my personal growth events where I work for the team. I'm the sales team lead on that as well. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm going to have a long time on the airplane to be journaling. So yeah, may come up with some new insights as well and new questions. But these are what I typically ask. I ask myself, what am I grateful for? Very simple, but very effective. Just talked about that. Keep asking it. It's not like a one-off, though. I find I have to keep asking myself that. And it is, I'm not going to lie, it is very hard sometimes. It's very like, you've just been hit by like situations and you feel like, things are tough, right? But if you just ask yourself three simple things you're grateful for, it's a conditioning process. If you do it once in a while, it's not really going to be that effective. But if you keep asking yourself, and I like to ask myself what I'm grateful for in a day, because when I start doing across my life, I tend to come up with the same things, even though there are great things. But like, I might say, that homeless person was very polite to me the other day. And like, I was having a really bad day, and he said, just have a good evening. And of course, I like to give people the streets now and then, not all the time, admittedly, like some food or whatever like that, or maybe a bit of money. And this guy was, he just said, have a good evening. And yeah, I just felt really grateful for that. Another human being connected when I was really down or not feeling so good. Someone reached out and supported me the other day. They were like, you're okay, and just, you know, checking in on me. I really appreciate that. I went to the gym and ran on a treadmill. I caned it, and I was like, I'm grateful I can run on a treadmill. You know, not everyone's got the gift of being able to
do that kind of exercise. I know we've all got different bodies, right? I ask myself, what have I achieved? Like, and I try and keep that short term as well, but I will bring things in my life. But it's like, what have I achieved? And ask yourself that question, or what am I proud of achieving? Is a really good question from what have I messed up? Completely different questions, completely different answers, completely different feelings. Because our thoughts affect our feelings, remember? And then the third thing, confirmations. This is quite spiritual. But I ask myself, like, what signs, what confirmations am I getting? I also ask myself, what bends in the river? This is a Peter Sage thing, am I getting? So a bend in the river can be something tough, but then you think you're getting redirected. So it's like if it didn't work out with someone, or you didn't get a job, or perhaps a business deal fell through, or perhaps someone, you know, your ideal client, you thought was your ideal client, but they really weren't, didn't come on board with you, right? What is the bend in the river? Where's that directing you to? And I'm not saying don't feel the emotion, the hurt, the disappointment. You know, we need to process that. I'm 100% a believer of that. I didn't used to do this. But look at where that might be directing you. And also positive confirmations. You get messages out of the blue from someone, write that down. I always like to write that. Like, I believe life is giving us signs. And I know this used to be something I couldn't get on board with. I was like, what are these like spiritual people talking about, right? But then I started really seeing things, really seeing signs, particularly when I was in a good place. The fourth thing, what lessons am I picking up? I like to look at all kinds of lessons, general, my relationships with people, my sales, business, all kinds of lessons. I just like write down as I think. I go, okay. Even like diet, nutrition, probably that word. I prefer the word nutrition to diet. I'm like, okay, I ate that, and therefore an hour later, I felt a bit sluggish, or I felt a little bit anxious or stressed. Interesting. And just even making note of that is really good. And then negative thoughts, like what is something that's coming up and like making me feel not so good, right? Maybe I saw something on social media, which is a work in progress to try and reduce that. Maybe I heard something, maybe someone said something that brought up a feeling. What was it? When I can acknowledge it, I can then start to work with it. Okay, right. I really want to emphasize one of those points as well. But just before I get on to that, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest podcast episodes, never miss any and get a free weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click in the show notes below to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. Okay, and what I want to emphasize is just making time to schedule it. Put yourself a little bit of a process behind this, right? Going through some of those questions, right? Because what I found really tricky was like when I was like, I've got a journal for 20 minutes a day, and my brain doesn't want to do it. But committing once a week and then just collecting things on the go can help. It's a little bit of an effort to like write things down as they come up, but I guarantee you it will pay you dividends in the end, because where like these, that like if a negative thought keeps coming up and you can't be bothered to write it down, it's wasting a lot more time than you think by you dwelling on that negativity than it would be to write it down and then find that weekly time to then really reflect and dig into it. So that's what I really want to share around my journaling process. Again, just to kind of summarize it, there may be one or two other things, give or take, that I add to this. But as I'm going through my days every day, I've got a little section of my phone notes, and I write down what I'm grateful for, what I've achieved, confirmations or bends in the river, like this is the spiritual life directing me kind of thing, lessons that I've learned, all kinds of areas, and negative thoughts that might be coming up. And by writing those down, then weekly, I will be able to dive into them and make a note of them and keep a working log. And I'll read over them as well, because it's really useful to recall what I've looked at over the week. And as I say, as you write, you invite. So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.